Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Trail Mix Podcast. Excuse me. We're gonna be talking language tonight. And I know that's a pretty broad, open-ended topic, but that's good. That's what we like, those kinds of topics.
Yeah, yeah. So yeah, language. But I think where I'm looking, what I meant by that was, having the potty mouth. That really, it doesn't. I want to say it doesn't bother me. I expect it from some people. People that you go to church with, it bothers me. Does that make sense?
Yeah, 100%. Excuse me.
You go to service with them. And then you see these people in public or right after or whatever, and they're just like potty mouth.
Mm-hmm.
That drives me up the wall probably more than I would imagine that's happened to you. If it hasn't, I'm sure it will. But there's nothing, it just drives me up the wall. And here's the other thing too, so we have our mission work that we do, and our outreach and this podcast, which is part of the outreach. Everything we do is some form of outreach. We don't preach per se, like we don't have a church or anything. You still sing? I don't. I wish I did. I sing in my truck. Anyways, I miss Robert, by the way. I saw a video from Rhonda last week, 2 weeks ago, and it was cool. It was bittersweet. Like, I missed everybody because I'm like, oh, there's Red. There's, this people and that person. I could totally picture Red because as soon as I saw the video, I'm like, that's Red. That's Sandy. People, they're good friends of ours. So anyways, shout out to you, Red, if you're listening. Anyway, I love Red. I forgot what's going on with this. We need a rewind button. It may have been a couple, 3 weeks since we recorded, but obviously nothing's changed.
You're right, yeah.
So anyways, I don't know. Talking about language here. Churches. We don't have a church or anything, but it's like, I don't know if there's like an invisible sign on me or something that says like, hey, feel free to swear around me if you're a church goer. I feel like that's what my shirt says, but I can't read it. I don't know if the other people are looking at me. I was just in service with you 5 minutes ago. Now you're dropping F-bombs and stuff like that. And I'm like, what's that? That chaps me to no end.
Mm.
What are your thoughts?
I agree 100%. Excuse me.
Yeah.
It's I mean, number one, it's something that the Bible does address.
Yeah, totally.
And number two, that like you said, like I was just with you in service 5 minutes ago.
Yeah.
And now we're outside of the small C church. And now you're, it's kind of like they show up at church and they take their coat off and they hang it on a hanger but this coat is a metaphor for like who they are and how they act. So you have one way that you act when you're outside of the church, outside of the building, and you take that off and you hang it up as you come in and you act something totally different. And then when you leave, you put that back on and now you're back to the way that you act outside of the church. It's like two different lives almost.
Yeah, kind of.
That's the part that bothers me, is the way you act. Like you and I, the way that we act in church is the same way that we act in wherever, the grocery store, the bank, the car, everywhere.
Yeah, it's true.
It just doesn't paint a very good picture of what it means to be a Christian to non-Christians.
Exactly. I'm not going to lie. Like, I can swear. I swore the other day. Well, there was one other person there. There was a chainsaw. I had a log come off the pile. I wasn't looking. I was putting wood at the bottom of the pile. It was a log, not just like a piece, a log, like from a semi-load, came off the top. I said a naughty word. I was trying to get out of the way. The only person that heard me was me. I'm in the wood splitter and chainsaw. But I'm like, I think about that sometimes too. I'm like, do I really want that to be my last word? You know? So I'm like, anyways, I remember when I fell off the ladder and looking down, I'm like, oh. And that's all I said, oh. Woke up in a pool of blood. Anyways, things happen. You know, you shut your hand in the door, you lose a finger, you probably say a naughty word, you know. But for it to be like part of your like regular language, when yes. You spend time with these people, does that make sense?
Yep.
I feel like I'm in my past experiences, I have literally, the church service has literally been over for 30 to 60 seconds. And I've been talking to someone, I don't know, a couple rows in front of me. Foul language. Before service, foul language. I'm just like, I just want to pull my hair out. I'm like, why? Why do you have to bring this in here?
Mm-hmm.
That's my biggest pet peeve. I know we all have problems. I'm not perfect. I have issues. But like, for crying out loud, there's no, I don't get it.
Yeah, yeah. And like you said, there's a difference, in my opinion, there's a difference between, like what you said, you slam your hand on the door or whatever, and and a bad word just comes out. There's that. And then you have the guys that we're talking about, that the bad language is part of how they talk. Regardless of whether it's what they're talking about, it's just natural. And I don't know. It's because I've done the same thing, you know, you hit your finger with a hammer, whatever.
Yeah.
And a lot of times a lot of the times it's I'm the only one that hears it because I'm saying it in my head.
You ever hit yourself so hard with like a hammer you can't even say
You
anything?
can't say yes. Yeah.
Yeah, I know. Can't even say your own name, let alone swear.
Right.
Oh, anyways, sorry, carry on. Okay, here we go. I'm trying to find what Paul says about it. I know it's here somewhere.
Yeah, I know for sure. Ephesians 4,
Ephesians.
verse 29.
There it is.
Basically,
I have. Let no corrupt word proceed out of your mouth.
yeah.
It is good for necessary edification, that it may impart grace to the hearers. I was looking for this. I turned right to it. You believe that?
Right.
It's crazy. I just said, pink highlight. Ooh. I don't get it. Here's the other thing that really chaps me is I just need a whole lot of carb next time. Not chapped. Just like I could be talking to somebody and they'd be like, conversation peppered with language, and then someone who you would have that would be up front at church, whether it be a pastor, I someone from the worship team or whatever, they instantly stop and the conversation is normal. The minute they walk away, they go back to like, I'm like, dude, have you ever heard? Do I don't talk like that. They don't talk like that. We talked. Why are you talking to me like this?
Right, yeah.
You just made it up for that guy. Is there like invisible stuff that only you can see that says feel free to swear in front of me?
Right.
I get, I understand. Even people that like don't come to church won't swear in church. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But I see other people outside of church and like swearing, pulling beers out of their coat pockets, all kinds of stuff. I'm like, people can't see my face right now, but I'm like, what? What? I just see you at church like an hour ago. And I'm not just, and it can happen at any church, and I know it does.
Yeah,
So it's
yeah.
like, I've been in churches, I was in it. I don't know, I'm trying to be careful about what I say because where I go, people know where I go. Probably a step on some toes tonight. Whoever's listening, but I'm like, I can't help it. Not tonight, I can't help it tonight. Eat them. Church a little while ago, a different church, and we were in the building, and service is going on. I was not in the service because it's super loud. I don't like loud. Go figure, a guy who runs a chainsaw doesn't like loud. I don't know, people probably wouldn't like it if I wore earmuffs in service, and it doesn't do me any good either. I can't hear what they're saying. So I'm outside the service talking to somebody else, and it was like we had talked long enough where the filter came off. For this other person, and I was just like, "Are you serious?" 50 yards from me, there's a pastor preaching. Like, what? And I never know what to do. I don't. I'm like, I mean, you're supposed to like, I want to call these people out. And I think I'm just going to start doing it. I don't care what the repercussions are. I don't. That's what I'm tired of, you know?
Yeah.
And there's no reason for it.
Right. And
That language doesn't make you look cool to me. Make you a man, or you know, cool man, or anything like that. There's no. I don't have no. There's no reason for it. Make sense?
absolutely makes sense. And the
Or
worst part
just.
is that if you, if you call somebody out about that, and it could be anything, and this is kind of a blanket statement for me anyway, is like whether you're talking language or excessive drinking or addiction to tobacco or whatever, just pick your poison. If you
Sure.
call somebody out on that, on those kinds of things, now all of a sudden you're a legalist, or you're somehow passing judgment over them, you know. And that's not. Sometimes it is, depending on who's doing the calling out, but that isn't what it is coming from one of us. You know what I mean? Like it's calling out sin, regardless of what that sin is. It's calling it out.
Oh, sure,
You know, it's you have a conversation with somebody about their language, just like you would have a conversation with somebody who, I don't know, is an alcoholic or is, a violent person that's beating their kids or beating their spouse or whatever it might be. It doesn't matter. You're still
Oh,
calling that
sure.
sin out, but you're doing it because we know what sin is, and we understand what that sin that sin gives you a glimpse into that person's heart and where they're at.
Sure. Well, I guess what bothers me the most is like I said earlier, like just because I'm not up front speaking or doing whatever else up front, I mean they don't talk to that person like that. But then they feel that they could come talk to me like that. Why? I don't want to hear that. Why do you talk to me like that?
Right.
I guess, but I have to ask you these people. Like, I'm just gonna be like, all right, stop. Like, if so and so was standing right here, you would not talk like that. I've seen you. The minute they walk away, they talk. You talk like that. Why are you talking to me like that? Why are these words coming out of your mouth? You know, I go to church with you. I've been to your baptism. I've been to this. I've been to that. Like, you know, save it for the inside of the cab of your truck or something. I don't know. I don't want to hear it. There's no reason to talk like that. You know? What kills me is that I feel like they know what's. I should say, I know what they feel. I'm like, they know. Because obviously, if someone comes up, don't want, They think that's, I don't say more holier than me or the other person, quote unquote. That's probably a bad analogy, but like I don't. They just clean it up. But if they walk away though, or you see them in the store, or you get a text, or I'm just over it. I see you people all the time. Like, have you ever once heard me talk like that? I don't talk. Yeah, I don't get it. I expect that from someone who I don't go to church, someone I run into the woods or something, you know? Which still comes. Why do people just instantly think other people like have a foul mouth? You know? It's like, yeah. It just because I'm a guy and the person I'm talking to is a guy, not like for anybody. I'm like, it just seems to be rampant lately. So now I'm just swinging the door wide open. I'm not picking on church people anymore. I'm just going to pick on everybody. The church people really chap me though if they do that. But like you go anywhere, like a store or something, it just goes, oh, you know. I go to Lowe's a lot, and there's the people at Lowe's. I don't go to a lot of stores. I either go to Lowe's or Scheels or Sportsman's Warehouse. I mean, where else does a guy need to go anyways? So maybe the bank once a while. Anyways, it's just like yeah, I would say particularly Lowe's and other stores too. There are stores here and there I go to peppered in there. But like overall I just feel like the general consensus is like there's no filter anymore. Like there's no professionalism.
No.
You know, there's like yes sir, no sir, how can I help you? Or just like everybody's your best friend. And everybody drinks beer and smokes weed and has a foul mouth, you know? I don't do any of those. So, don't, I just feel like the world's falling apart super hard. There's no, I get so happy when I talk to someone who's like intelligent and has good vernacular skills and can carry on a conversation. Because I'm like, you're in a store, you're getting paid to be professional and helpful at the same time. So nothing irks me more than going to a store and someone's like, hey, how's that for you? Blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, what? You can't talk to me like that. No. I'm just here for some wrenches, man, and this is holy smokes. Yeah, they don't even talk like that in Napa. Holy smoke. Just no filter anymore. No one cares.
Yeah,
You know?
no. Yeah, for me, it's like talking about, the general population, the ones that aren't believers. Yeah, that side of things, it doesn't really bother me a lot because to me, if you're a non-believer, if you don't believe, if you don't have a relationship with Jesus Christ, that is your natural progression. You're just going to naturally go that way and only get worse.
I suppose.
It doesn't mean I enjoy it or I like it or whatever, but it doesn't bother me nearly as much as a professing follower of Christ.
Yeah, I would agree with that. Sure. I'm just kind of.
Yeah, it's Yeah, it's just the as a believer of in Christ, a follower of Christ, then you we all as believers have the standard that this has been, that this is set for us. The Bible is set, right? That's that's the bar that's set for us. Granted, we'll never be able to reach that bar because you can't do that. Christ is the only one that can do that. But we are the on this earth, we are the imperfect image of Christ, so to speak. Like, we're supposed to show people Jesus through our actions, through our speech, that totally derails that whole thing. When you're one way at church and another way outside of church, it totally decimates that whole premise of showing people Christ.
Yeah.
Through how you live your life.
Right. Well, I get it. It's just, I mean, I'm thinking back to, like you said, you know, start calling people out, they might call you judgmental, but, like, I mean, if you call them out in a loving manner, I mean, it's no different than calling, sin is sin. Like, the playing field of sin, there's no one worse than that, so to say.
Right.
It's no worse than, like, calling somebody out for any other sin. Sleeping around, or drinking, or whatever, excessive drinking, just all kinds. You name pick, like you said earlier, really, pick your poison. So it's like, I don't know. Maybe everybody should just treat everybody like they're the pastor. Right? I won't swear in front of the pastor. Why should I swear in front of this other church goer?
Yeah.
It's not prince. It's not judgmental. I mean, the Bible says that. I mean, not to do it, and then two, to hold each other accountable and work through and get through it. I'm not judging you, but I'm like, I'm tired. I should go to certain places and, like, I have to worry about what kids here. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, 100%.
Because I'm like, man, Mike, I'm coming down your throat. So, and I have a couple times of kids. I think we're picking up sooner or later, but later, not here, that's okay with me. Anyways, I'm ranting, venting my frustration about certain things, so. I think I'm just going to start calling it out. Like, hey, man, I don't talk about that. Why do you talk about
that? Yeah, well, and I have to imagine that. That other people have seen this as well, you know, like, especially your specific situation with the person that talked decent while the pastor was around and then reverted back to the nasty stuff when the pastor left. Other people have to have experience this or notice this or whatever, right? So it's not, I don't know. Like you said, you're doing it out of love, and because that is what we are called to do. We're called to do exactly that. Call it out. And, you know, I mean, japers, if you wanted to go totally biblical, you could go to, what is it? Matthew 18, I think. Come on, fingers. No, what is it?
Oh, man.
I will get there.
The other. What are you looking for?
I'd have swore it was 18. I'm gonna cheat. It is 18. Matthew 18, 15 through 17.
Oh, yeah, here we go. Dealing with a sinning brother.
Yes.
Yeah.
Otherwise known as church discipline.
Church discipline. Light them up, boys.
Yeah, and then that literally lays it out for you what, you go to them and you
Yeah.
call them out, and then if they don't,
Think calling out is kind of a bad term. Is it so bad?
well, I don't know if it's necessarily bad. I mean, it can it definitely has bad connotation to it, I guess, but because
Yeah, that's a good.
it makes it feel like you over there, you're doing this and it's bad, that kind of thing, like you're screaming from the rooftops. But you're right though, yeah, it does have Yeah, so I don't know. Addressing maybe be a better word. I don't know. You address
Oh.
it and and then this is obviously specifically for professing Christ followers.
Yeah, it's not for the guy at Lowe's.
Right. 'Cause that's something that I've that idea of the different not different but the standard that I hold fellow believers to, excuse me, I can't hold non-believers to that standard.
Oh, that which is true.
You
I was
know.
just bad. Society's gone. It's just, there
Yeah,
seems to
and
be.
it has, and it will continue to do so, I believe.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, like church discipline, that is, and it works. I mean, it can get hairy and nasty and not very much fun because, I mean, especially once you get into the later stages of it, where
Oh, sure.
you've addressed it, you've went to this person. So now they haven't done anything about it. So, you take two others with you and then you address it again and they still haven't done anything about it. So then you take it to whatever it is, elders or pastors or whatever, and then ultimately take it to the church. And so, I mean, stuff like that can get.
It can get physical, I can tell you that from experience.
Right. Yeah, there's no telling how where it could go, really.
Was one for the books, I'll tell you that. That's all I can tell you too. Got sorted out pretty quick though.
But like I said, it does work. I mean, it was
Yeah.
instituted by God for a reason.
That's right. No, I guess I just needed like to start asking people or asking, why. Or
Yeah.
I don't want to like just, I mean, if you're gonna, I guess one's gonna do it, you don't want to go about like just cutting them down,
Oh,
or
right.
hey, you don't want to, like you said earlier, just rip them apart.
Yeah.
You got to, I mean, the Bible says do it, but do it in a loving manner, in a kind manner, a manner that you care. Because I'm like, yeah. I guess I just need to be not worried about stepping on people's toes and just like, hey man, can we not talk like that? That would be fantastic. You know how you didn't talk to that guy like that a few minutes ago? I would appreciate the same effect.
Right.
Because we're all, we're supposed to be believers here, stuff like that. So maybe clean up the language.
Yeah, it and you know, honestly, that is approaching it that way. I mean, number one, you're showing, you're living out the second part of that Ephesians 4:29. It says, let no corrupting talk come out of your mouths, but only such as is good for building up. And 90, I can't even, I wouldn't even say that. I would say 100% of the time. Because that's basically the first step in church discipline, right? Is like coming to that person saying, hey, look, what's going on?
Yeah,
Like,
exactly.
you're doing it this way with
Correct.
this person, not with me. What's the deal? And so assuming that the other person is a Christ follower and for whatever reason, maybe isn't aware of the hurt that they're causing or whatever. 100% of the time, that person is gonna be like, "Oh my goodness, I'm so sorry. I didn't realize I was doing that."
Sure.
And then that's where church discipline ends. Assuming that they make the about face and that kind of thing.
Oh, I hear you. I hear you. Oh, pardon me. I guess you just need to like say it out loud and just oh, something to talk about, because I'm like, as much as ourselves, you and I, and talk about and what we hear from the pulpit and whatnot, it's very rare that, or at least I feel it's very rare that, like, church discipline and accountability is really talked about. It's like, oh yeah, talk about everything else, but like. Accountability and discipline, which is, I mean, it's important. I mean, it's important. It's very important to have Jesus as your Savior. So that once you have that, what are the next steps? You can't just go around like Mr. Magoo your whole life and like, blah, 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 blah. There's are some guidelines and rules you can follow. You see rules and like, and I hate the word religion. I do. It's just a terrible word. I wish it was a better word. Like, just oh, no, I lost my train of thought. I don't know, I guess we're talking rules. I mean, there's just following what Jesus originally wanted us to do. It can be rather difficult, but that's why we need to be held accountable for each other, not like cringe when someone does something like, all right, cringe. You're like, whoa, didn't see that coming. That's me. Maybe we should just like start immediately addressing that, you know? I mean, does that make sense? I just think sometimes, what if we like legitimately, and we're all my fault of this, because it's just how we are. What if we're working with a believer, what if every time something went awry or whatever was askew, if you will, just like broke out the Bible, broke out God's word, became man. We just did this, I said not to do that. How it may be a little weird at first, but like how when are you, when would that turn into like it's got to turn into something good sooner or later, you know what I mean? Because they're just like I'm trying to the words I'm trying to come up with are not coming, but it's like. You know, we're so busy all day long for some reason all the time now. It's like we just let things build up, build up, build up, build up, and then we're like we pop a cork and then even the whole process starts all over. Does that make sense?
Yeah, no, I think
Is it
if you could make that happen, like what you just said, like every time something comes up, you immediately open the Bible and you go, okay, here's where God's talking about this specific situation that we're that I just witnessed or just happened. Now it's like you've like started an impromptu Bible study about that specific subject, like right then and there.
Oh, sure, yeah. Yeah, I like that. And who says you can't? Oh, this is a whacked out stuff I think sitting in the woods. But it's really that whacked out. Who says you can't do that? Maybe I'm just put the rock. I don't know. Too much fresh air. No, nothing's perfect. Nothing, I'm not perfect by any means, but like, man, if we could just not worry about, I guess this would be for me personally, like not worry about like stepping on people's toes and just be like, hey man, we shouldn't do that. This is what the Bible says about it. And I want somebody to do that to me if I mess up or when I do mess up. Yeah, if I'm like, well, when I do, no, if I would mess up. Yeah. So. Makes sense.
Cause
Wait, great me. I think people would have that. I mean, I'm going down this rabbit hole. And I'm like, what if, I mean, it would just create lines of communication. You would just be talking and stuff and hanging out. Like, it's so hard to talk to people nowadays, too, because everybody's, including myself, our days are just buried on that phone, you know? Can't. Yeah. It's just yeah. I love as much as I like being away from people, I like when I am around them, I like human contact. It's all right. It's not bad. So anyways, I like talking to people, and it seems like everybody's so busy. Like, oh, that's
Yeah, I
cool.
think people are everybody's so busy and
Busy for what?
things get confrontational like immediately.
Yeah.
You know, like especially in that kind of situation where you're like, "Hey man, the Bible says you're not supposed to be doing that." But immediately, it's like some sort of confrontation between the two people.
Sure. Yeah,
Because
no, I get it.
I think because a lot of times when this happens, how the message is initially delivered, it's delivered in a way that makes it seem like whatever the situation is a salvation issue. Like, if you cuss, you can't be saved. Well, that's not necessarily true, because I've cussed as a Christian, not on a regular, like, conversational type basis, but and instead it should be more like, hey man, look, like we've said 1,000 times in this episode, the Bible says we're not supposed to be cussing. We're not supposed to let corrupted words come across our lips, whatever. And I'm kind of seeing you do that a lot. Like, what's going on?
Oh, I get it. Yep. I think you're absolutely right on it's on how you deliver in the quote unquote direction. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's like trying to get a dog to take his medicine, but you got to wrap it in hamburger. Yeah, I think it's all, yeah, like you said, it's all about delivery. Like, I think if you're gonna do it, and you should do it, but when you do it, I said you have to do it in such a manner that you are not belittling that person or vice versa. You don't come across as like holier than thou as I shake my head or so,
Yes.
because I mean, you can make that person. I think what would create competition is like if you do it the wrong way or they take it the wrong way, now they'll feel embarrassed, instantly apprehensive, so on and so forth, snowball effect, like you said. So it's like the Bible says, just be kind, be loving, and you're not being judgmental. You're not like. You're like, hey man, this is what it says. I struggle with it too sometimes, but like, hey, I feel like you do it like a whole lot because like you love just that dude for that person, but now you're doing it to me. And don't point at yourself and the other person because that's people get offended when you start. I don't think they get offended, but they kind of get, you know what I mean? You get fired. There's so much of things not to do when you're trying to like make a point to somebody that they could take it out of context and like so like pointing at them, not a good idea. Maybe put your hands in your pockets so you talk to them. Anyway, yeah, I mean, there's oh, we're all guilty of stuff, but like. When it's excessive and all right, so like let's set some ground rules here or some standards. Like number one, you're a believer, and number two, and it's an excessive bad. It's turned into an excessive bad behavior. I get shorthand in truck door. You might say a naughty word. You have 100, you zap yourself with some electricity, and you might say a word. So, I've done both, and it wasn't pleasant. So I'm sure you've done the latter. I don't know if you ever should, or but I'm sure you've been zapped a few times. But it's like things happen. They're just like hit you off guard. Does that mean you have a bad art because you said a naughty word? No, I don't believe that. Not for a minute. But if you proceed to have use those words for the rest of the day, there's an issue. You probably you're not getting zapped anymore unless there's something going on. You should probably, we'd appreciate it if you. So. All well, you think it was like a guy walking through a rainstorm and there's a power line in his yard and he just swearing and walking. Oh, I've had too much coffee today. Woo! Oh, I have too much fun in the woods. No, I just don't. Oh, dude, I was eating a sandwich. This toy side. This is totally had nothing to do with anything. On the bridge yesterday, I found a sunny patch. Finally, I got above the inversion, sunshine, and I sit down and it's this big old ponderosa pine. And there's a trail, like a game trail, on the side of the mountain. So it's a perfect spot to sit. Like your feet almost hang off the side of the mountain. Great. I was like, I'm sitting here eating a sandwich. I had service. So I'm like looking at stuff on Facebook. Like, I'm obsessed with roll top desks. I want one so bad. So I'm trying to find one, eat a sandwich at the same time. If 31.6 yards from me pops up, guess what pops up? This big old white tail buck. Got that sandwich in my hand. Where I shot my buck, but it's like, or shot my buck, shot a buck. I was like, mine. I guess it's mine now. It's in my freezer. But it's like, I was like, all people, they spent weeks just looking for a deer. And I'm like, I'm just sitting here eating a sandwich. One walks up like 30 yards of me. Like, this is great. This is my life. Well, anyways, it was a nice book, man. So, just we were talking about the outdoors. I'm like, I just.
Oh man, that would be an epic picture. If I could get a picture of yourself, we like 10 yards away of you sitting there. You get your phone in one hand, a sandwich in the other, and there's a big old buck standing over there, and there you looking at the buck with a shocked look on your face, like, oh.
Yeah. I was like, oh, hey, he's snoring at me. Like, snoring away. I can't shoot you. I don't have a tag. I'm gonna get up. So it's great. I was like, tell your cousin to walk by looking for an elk. That guy that was about 50 yards north of here that just dropped that big pile of steaming elk poo. Where's that guy? I think I kicked the elk out of bed when I got to the top of the mountain. Anyway, it was cool. Oh, so yeah, bring it back. Get out of the woods for a minute here. I think final thoughts. When you gonna quote unquote rebuke the person, or rebuking sounds kind of weird. But that's what it is,
Right. Yeah. That's
If
another
you
one that has that bad connotation to it. Like, everybody thinks it rebuke, like, they think of like Jesus and the disciples rebuking the demons or whatever, you know, and that's.
yeah. Oh, I just said a naughty word. I'm not possessed, I swear.
Yeah.
Oh, I need some sleep. You need some sleep. Anyways, from a biblical standpoint, if you want, you know. One, timing is everything. Don't do it. The proper time and place. Sometimes you can't do it right there and there on the spot.
Right.
Sometimes you may have to do it right there and then on the spot. Yeah. And then two, be really nice about it. I guess maybe, yeah, use your judgment, if you will. Don't be judgy, but use your own personal judgment to accommodate the situation. Never make the person feel bad, talk down to them or anything. Yeah, and just go through them. Go through it with them. You know, that's my latest thing now. It's like, I don't want to talk to someone. I want to talk with someone. You know, I think the older I get, I pay more attention to the words I use. Like, hey, instead of, like, if I see something like, hey, can I talk with you for a minute? Bertha's like, hey, I need to talk to you. Well, I do this. I do it to my close personal friends. God would do that to you. I don't care. But I was like, anyways, yeah. To just make them feel comfortable, even though it's an uncomfortable situation. And just be caring about it. Don't rep, you know, random in a loving, kind way. That would be the definition of rebuking. So, and you could probably even apply that to people in this general population that you run into. Like, hey man, I appreciate your help, but like, because you, like, I mean, if you're going to have some sort of lengthy, sometimes you have a lengthy discussion in a store with somebody, say you're buying an appliance or you're looking for a specialty item or something. Or, so, anyways, yeah. Those are my, yeah. I guess that would be my final thought. It's like, be loving and kind like Jesus was. Because that's what he wants you to be. No matter what the situation is, but it's, yeah. Because I would hope that, like, if I have, or when I do have a problem with whatever, I get, you know, someone's like that to me. They have been like that in the past. I hope they continue to be like that, you know. So you want to pay that forward to the next person.
Yeah.
You know, and break out the Bible. Just don't, like, try to wing it off the top of your head. You know, if you do, you better know what you're talking about. Go about it all willy nilly. Those are my final thoughts.
I don't know. All I can say is ditto. Like, about the only thing I can say, is on top of all of that is to be genuine, like genuinely care and genuinely love this person. Because, you know, if you're telling somebody that, you know, I care, but, and I'm telling you this because I care for you, because I love you and I want you to not do what you're doing, you know, because it's going against what God says to do. But the way that you're speaking and your body language and all of that is saying, nah, I'm doing this because I'm super annoyed with it. I want you to stop. But other than that, yeah, it's, I mean, get out the Bible and go through the whatever it is that they're doing, and the other thing too, maybe and granted, this is kind of situation by situation, that if you have say you're in a conversation with somebody, and we'll just use the cussing idea, and they're just going to town, and just ask God right there at that moment, just between you and God, okay, God, what do you want me to do here? And then follow his leading. And like you said, that does translate to non-believers, because that can be a great open door into, hey, look, I really don't like the way that the nasty language you're using, and whatever, and they might be like, oh, well, you know, some sort of Christian or something, and then yeah, I am, and here's what I believe, and this is why I don't like what your language you're using. It can be a great way to turn the conversation into a come to Jesus moment,
Yeah, that'd be great. That's brilliant.
Yeah, I think that would be my final thought.
That's good. I like it. I like it. Yeah, so there you go, people. Be kind, rewind.
Yeah.
Wife says that every night to the boy. Well, not that. She says to the boys every night, she's like, what'd she say? She says, you're smart, you're kind, Jesus loves you. And then I always literally I was chiming right behind you. I'm like, you're smart, you're kind, please rewind, Jesus loves you. And they're like, it's so funny. Yep, people, I'm nuts. It's okay, because that's our podcast.
That's right.
Anyways. All right, people, we love you.
God loves you. Peace.